Now, according to his capacity or taste, he will accept one as his guidance and follow him. This is Bhagavati. But now, in the middle, is come people. They were misguided. They were told, now you can, that Guru Maharaj has never explained this. Now I will explain. You have to explain. Now you have to follow it, he said. So how can you follow? It is very difficult. Now in Manasiksha it is told. If you totally repeat Manasiksha and totally understand the meaning of Manasiksha, 11 slokams, then you will understand the stage of man and how to control it and how it should be. As a brother, he must take shelter at the feet of his brother and request his brother, "Oh brother, please don't go there. You do this, you do that, you do that." So a perfection who has attained that perfection, you see, in that stage, and also worshipping his manas, his mind, his worship, and request the mind that you should do, follow this. I request you, my brother, Santo, Guru Goshte, Goshtalaisu, Sujane, Bhusaragane, Swamantre, Sri Namni, Brajanava Jubad Banda Sarane, Sadadambham Hitva, Kururatim, Apurbam, Atitaram, Aye Santa Bhrata, Chaturhiravi Jati. I am worshipping you. I catch hold of your feet. See, feet is not man. So man is different. So that man, he just offer his oblations to him and request him, "You brother, you please do this. You do this." But people, everything they want to imitate. Everything it has become, it is nature to imitate. No, anukarana and anusarana, these two things are there. Anukarana is the duty of monkeys. So people are becoming monkeys. Like monkeys. What will monkey do? If you sit like this, it will sit. If you read a book, it will consult a paper and read. This is monkeys, anukarana, imitation. Very rare we see imitation. But in this field, it is very difficult to understand. To understand. You cannot imitate. Imitation will never lead you to success. But other things, just like champions, they are playing. They know how to bowling or how to catch the bat. And when he should use the intelligence to increase his number of battings. It is same as imitate. Because the players, you see, if you read and observe, that the players observe this. Because how to, one must be perfect in bowling or perfect in batting. One may be perfect in batting but not in bowling. So at times he gets failure. He cannot able to get the prize, first prize. Get the first prize. So this depends upon images. But not the devotion. And the devotional method cannot be developed by imitation. Only through following him we have to follow. And his blessings we have to take. To whose service we do, he should bless me taking my service. If his service doesn't give any satisfaction to the master, then the servant cannot get any blessing from the master. So to serve the master means to please the master. Not by keeping, as we do arthikas, puspam, sugandha puspam, arikyam, idam padyam, idam asamaniyam, and idam naivedyam, idam panyam, idam tambulam, samarpijami. So because everybody will read the same sloka, everybody do the same thing here. This is also a monkey duty. Because the life is not there. The mind is not there. He will be repeating, Sahasranam, yes. Mind will be traveling somewhere, but repeating a thousand nam. Because it is an experience. One man gives Sahasranam puja in South India. If Sahasra puja, Sahasranam puja, he must give at least 40 or 50 or 60 rupees for the labor for this puja. So that can be achieved. But the object of worship is not satisfied. Please. Because the method depends not with the imitation. It depends upon the surrender. He must surrender. Surrender means not conditional surrender. It should be unconditional surrender. There are so many conditioned souls, conditioned surrender. But Lord doesn't want that surrender. He says unconditioned. After surrender, he may stand. No, I won't bless you. Then you must go to another Lord. Because one God never blesses me. There are so many gods I will go to. So nowadays, this is the happening. I want to take mantra. One guru says, no, you are not eligible to take mantra. Right. The other guru says, oh, yes, you are eligible, come on. I should give you mantra, take mantra. So mantra is always available. But whether it is a perfection, will it lead to perfection? That is the question. Because a guru should think that he is not a guru. When who is not a guru, he thinks I am the guru. Who is a guru? One who sees the whole world as guru. Sarvatra sarva bhutesu japasyet bhagavat bhavamatmah. In every bhutam, who sees the existence of the Supreme Lord, is a guru, is a bhagavata. But to attain that, so much sacrifice and the following is necessary. Without it, he says that I have attained it. No. A guru never sees anybody as a guru. Because he thinks that I am the guru. Why others should become guru? They are low category gurus. I am superior to them. But a real guru sees the whole world as gurus. All the universe. Prame dandavat bhumu aswa chandala gokhara. He is offering his prostrations to a cow, to a donkey, to a dog, or a dog eater. He offers his prostrations. Prame sastranga dandavat. Offering dogs. No, because not only the outward physical body, it is the indwelling Atman. Is offering Ishvara Sarvabhutara. Ishvara is there. So he must consider himself that I am the lowest creature in this world. Then only he can become Mahapurusha Chunadi Sunicha. If you are, you think that I am grass, blade of grass, I have no place in this universe. And I am the worst and the simplest and the worst creature of this world. Then only he becomes the highest creature. But who considers I am the highest? He should come down. That is the difference. Trunadha Vishwanicha, Tarora Vishahishnu, Amani Manasa. Self-aggrandizement says that, oh, all must surrender to me. It is only ego. That ego one should give up and he should surrender. Hare Krishna. Tulasi, Dui Patra Kuti Bhakti, I wish that Dui Patra Kuti Bhakti, it's him, Dui Patra Kuti Bhakti, Aglai, Samra Aglai, Dur Vishyavati, Ekta Patati, Sir, Ekta Patati, Buddha Dai, Tulasi, Dui Patati, Tulasi Buddha Dai, or Vichwati, Vipatata Buddha, like a Vichwati. So, child is the father of the man. So, in childhood only you can understand to which side he is march. And he will march. That cannot be stopped because Prarabdha is there. But Prarabdha will be dragging him, and it will drag. So prarabdha, very difficult to control this prarabdha. Many people, they have come to Swami Maharaj, but most of them now, they have left. Though they are in this world, Swami Maharaj has gone, it is nearly 2 decades. But these people are not anxious to know the truth and practice. Because it is a, it is a fact that Manishyananga Sastrishtu Kastitya Pirshitta all cannot follow. But thereby, never they blame their guru, and they are unfortunate. If they blame their guru, they are unfortunate. If they never blame their guru but never practice what guru has said, they are unfortunate. Because guru vachyam, one who follows it with all sincerity, regularity, then he will attain. And who has no faith in Guru, and suppose he has faith in Guru, but he has no faith in Nama, but he no use. Faith in Guru and faith in Nama, both must be simultaneously should go. So never believe Guru and do Nama. As you do Nama, you should not believe Guru. No use, no use. Chakku dana dila jai, janme janme prabhu chai. Those he has given eye to see the inward light. In every birth he is my guru. Must. Because one who practices it, he can understand. But who doesn't practice? He had a faith and he has practiced. He has done service. But now, with the association of worldly people, we have changed all these things. Now he says that, yes, sir, I am unfortunate. No use. That is not the remedy. We must have repentance and do bhajan. You all cannot do bhajan. It is not a collective thing. It is an individual. If one does bhajan, no power can destroy him. If one doesn't do bhajan, nobody can be able to help him create faith. Nobody. Impossible. Even the God also cannot see it. Because he is under the influence of prarabdha. So, if God comes and tells you, no sir, you will have no faith on the teachings of the God. Just as Duryodhana had no faith on the teachings of Lord Krishna. Never. But after the destruction, the war, Kurukshetra war, then he said, Paya Urti Kesa Urti Tena Dathandi. Oh, Urti Kesa, you are in me. And whatever I do without your existence or without your influence, it cannot be done. So you are the creator. You are the destroyer. You are the protector. Now he is like this, after complete destruction. Now also many people, after destruction, they will come to know. Because anyhow, when they have come to a Sadguru, they will never totally forget him. And for the occasion when they are influenced by Maya, for the time being they may, for 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, and some may get it in last moment, or some may not get, in next birth they will continue. Unless they commit offense at the feet of Guru or Vaishnavas, the devotion they perform, it will remain. It won't go back. It cannot be destroyed. Only if he commences Vaishnavaparad or Sadhuaparad or Gurbaparad, then they will lose that bhakti. Whatever it is, it has gone. But who commits sin, not the offense, he has got the chance to reconstruct. When the reconstruction comes, we will proceed. So sadhu savadhan, sadhu savadhan. Mahaprasadi govinde nama brahmani vaishnave sarpa punnavatam rajan misvaso naiva jayate. One must have strong faith for nama brahma and govinda murti sri vigraham and mahaprasad and govinda nama. So, sarva punya matam. Those who are little punya, they may not have faith. Hare, Maharaj, asking questions to Krishna. The answer, one questionnaire and one reply. Finish. Now you have printed all the scriptures. This is the question and answer book. Scripture is nothing but question and answer. And different types of questions. In that age, according to the platform, according to the age, the questions come. So, then it was necessary. Then they have to ask such questions. And these questions put by Arjuna, when there is a war, fight between the two parties, there whatever is told, it cannot be remembered, because the highest philosophy was taught to Arjuna. Did he follow it? No. What did he do? He did what? He did what? So what is the benefit of speaking all these things? Not for Arjuna then, for the future public. But the question is, when Arjuna followed and held with all rapt to attention, he did not follow Arjuna, Krishna. He had to fight. And Krishna said about jnanam, about yogam, about bhakti, about sacrifice, about yajnam, everything he told. But did he follow all this? Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam charanam braja. He told about dharma. And did he follow? No. But could he remember it? Yes, he remembered it. But for the time being, it was not the will of the Lord to keep him out of war. You see, he was about to stop, leave this war and go to forest. If he goes to forest vasam is sattvic vasam. There he can develop internally, the philosophy can develop. About the war field, if one sends arrows, he will send it. If one kills him, other, he also kills other party. So here, no jnanam, no bhakti, nothing. The same Arjuna, when Krishna disappeared, before his disappearance, he asked Uddhava, he asked to go to Badrinarayan and preach what he told. But there was one Daruka, who was the charioteer of Krishna. Then he asked Daruka, you go to Dwaraka, so that Prabhas, all have passed away, Vajrun. Now he also will go away within minutes. Then I tell you, you should go to Dwaraka now and take the children, ladies, old people from the fort and bring them to your Indraprastha through Arjuna. So Daruka went and immediately informed Arjuna. So Arjuna brought all the children out of the fort. When he came out, this was drowned by the ocean. It was the order of Krishna that when I will go away, the moment I leave this world, Dwaraka will be drowned. So it happened. So prior to that, all these young children were removed from there. Now, he asked them, you should take all the younger children and ladies to Indraprastha, means Delhi. But on the way, he was bringing them. On the way, he was defeated by robbers. And they have defeated Arjuna and carried away all of them. Arjuna was coming, he has become black. He was a frog, but still he became very black. And he was carrying that dhanu on his head, arrow in his head. And then Dharmaraj says, Arjuna, what is this? What is this? You are completely changed. What is this? What happened? What sin you have committed? Why? Then at last he said, Krishna disappeared. So he gave me the strength. With his strength I could conquer Mahadeva, God Padastra. I have put to ashes this Khandava Vanam and defeated all Kaurava force. And And now I am unable to carry. It is a burdensome article to me. So I cannot carry it in my hand. I have to put it on my head. So my strength, that strength, where did it go? Krishna took it. He was my strength. He was my energy. He gave me that power. That power was taken away. Now I remember what he told in the battlefield, what he told, I remember. So this is the time when people can remember only if any setback comes, anything defeat comes, or in the suffer, then only nirvedam comes. While enjoying, no nirvedam. Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyata davata matkatha sravanadova svadha javannadayati. Till then you have to do karma. Then you can have the faith to hear the glories of the Lord. Then only you can stop karma. But people are now are not having any faith to hear Lord, Lord. So they must do karma. They must do karma. What to do? We cannot stop them. So many people now, the Janabha, they see up to 45, the Indian population was 33 crores. Now it is more than 100 crores in 45 years. How? Till 1945, the total population of India was only 33 crores. But now, more than 100 crores. So, two times, three times, population increased. But their food is not increasing. The land is not increasing. Population is increasing. Now everybody is so selfish. He only looks after his belly. Only self-satisfaction he wants. He doesn't want to take the responsibility of his children and wife and anybody. Because they are like beasts. Human race has become beasts. These are educated beasts. A coolie who has no education, he has got some sort of compassion towards his friends and children. Even the animal, like a lion, also has got some affection towards such children. But human being has become so rough and so ignorant that they don't have any attachment with their kith and kin. What do you speak of religion now? What do you speak of bhakti now? What do you speak of vibhav? So do you say any Mahatma is there in the world now? No. All Mahatmas are disappeared. Because now the time is dark age, it is coming. Just like night, midnight. We must take 6 hours again to see the light. So if we are anxious to see the light, you cannot see the light. You have to wait, wait. As all devatas, gods, demigods, they went to Vishnu and requested him, "Sir, we are suffering. Our position is like a hell. Hiranyakashipu, we cannot please Hiranyakashipu, and we are suffering. Now you must help us." Then Vishnu said, "No, no, you have to suffer. How long will you suffer? Till he commits offense at the feet of the devotee, you have to suffer." So they have suffered till Prahlad came. And when Hiranyakashipu committed offense at the feet of Prahlad, then only his last days were counted. Then he asked, Why do you speak of Vishnu? Where is Vishnu? There is no Vishnu at all. You fellow, I gave you birth. I am giving you education, giving you food and clothing. So you are not having a respect towards me, though you are born to me, and you say Vishnu. Where is Vishnu? There is no Vishnu. Yes, he said. Where is Vishnu? Vishnu is everywhere. Is he in this pillar? Yes, in this pillar. Then he broke the pillar. Listen, listen, Goswami. Then he says, this is a wonderful creature. He never admits that he is omnipotent, sarva-shaktiman, Bhagavan, Vishnu. No, he never accepts. But he with courage, he wanted to fight. But he cannot fight Ajita. He is Ajita. No one can conquer.